Come in. Oh, go ahead and just lock the door behind you and take a seat. Just got to finish up this note real quick. Okay. Well, good morning. How are you feeling today? I have to say, the company party last night was really fun. I did hear you went a little overboard on the drinks, though. I hope you're not hurting too badly today. Well, can you believe it? I got a promotion! I'm so excited. I've never had my own office before. And look, I even got a new outfit just to celebrate. Button-up shirt, pencil skirt, heels, some thigh highs. The best part, though? Guess who your new boss is? Oh, come on. You know who it is. I just want to hear you say it. Yes! You remembered my name. Finally! I think this new dynamic of ours is going to be really, really fun. Because now I actually am the boss of you. And you have to do whatever I say. Sorry, it's all really new, and I'm just so excited. And I just had a really good time last night. You were really, really good. And I know I've already told you before, but it was a big fantasy of mine. And it finally came true. I think I'm still basking in the afterglow. Oh, come on. Sit back down. Sit down. You didn't really think that last night was going to be the only time, did you? Wishful thinking on your part, I suppose. Here, I want to show you something on my phone. I know, right? I may have taken some pictures last night when you were still passed out. There's one of me with your cock in my mouth. There's one with your fingers inside me. Of course, I made sure to look like I was crying. Mascara running down my face and everything. I mean, you did rape me after all. Okay, it may have not gone exactly like that, but I'm gonna hold on to these pictures, and trust me when I say there are many, many more. And just in case you want to tell someone what happened last night, guess what else? I have your girlfriend's number. And all I have to do is text her all of these pictures. Oh yeah, side note, you may want to put a password on your phone. Not only do I have your girlfriend's number, but several of your family members. And I really don't want to be super mean and send those pictures to them too. So, are we in agreement here? Is there any question on who's in charge? Good. I knew you'd understand. Now then, I think it's time that we have some fun, don't you? Yeah, I know, it's during work hours, but that just means you'll have to try and stay quiet. Boo, not my first choice, but, you know, I'll make do. I mean, you probably don't want someone coming in here and then me accusing you of sexual harassment, so let's try to keep it kind of quiet. Although I do have a few creative ideas on how I could muffle you, just in case. So, My little plaything. What I'd like you to do is undo your belt and pull down that zipper. Slide those pants down to your ankles. Come on. I asked you to do something. Did you not understand me the first time? I've made it very clear what will happen if you don't do exactly as I say. So undo your belt, pull down your zipper, and slide your fucking pants off. That's my good little slut. Now I think you know what I want you to do next. Come on. Slide that underwear down too. Good boy. Are you a little hard? Oh, I think you are. Is it the skirt? Maybe my heels? Or is it thoughts of last night? Of how good my pussy felt, sliding up and down your cock? I bet that's it. Isn't it? Isn't it? Answer me. Good. That's what I thought. Now, what do you think I want you to do next? No, I want you to tell me. You know, while you're pondering that, I'm going to move around to the other side of my desk and just sit on the edge facing you. That's better, isn't it? I'm so close I could touch you. Do you want that? Like last night? Do you want me to stroke that cock of yours? Make it nice and fucking hard. No? Well, I'm offended. Actually, it doesn't fucking matter either way. Because I'm going to have you stroke yourself for me. Go on. I'm going to sit at the edge of the desk and watch you stroke your cock until you come. So defiant. It makes it kind of fun, though. Here, I'll give you a choice. Would you rather that I fuck you again, as hard and as fast as I want, forcing that cum out of you? Or would you rather touch yourself? There isn't a third option here. Either I do whatever I want with you again, or you can touch yourself for me. Because I really, really want to see that cock come. And in normal circumstances, I'd probably beg here, but I think you're the one that's going to be begging. So what'll it be? You're going to touch yourself? Good choice. Now then, wrap your hand around your cock. Come on, I don't have to spell this out for you. You know how to fucking do it. There you go. God, don't look so fucking miserable. I know it feels good. Here, would it help if I hiked up my skirt? Here. Is that better? If I just spread my legs a little wider so you can see the panties I'm wearing? Just think about it while you stroke your cock. How good I felt. How warm and wet my pussy was. Has it slid up and down? That's it. There you go. Yeah, buck your hips a little bit. Yeah. I want to watch you fuck your hand. That's so fucking hot. Do you remember what it felt like when I came on your cock? I do. Felt so fucking good. And I'm seriously considering changing my mind and just pushing you down onto my office floor and fucking you right here. But perhaps we'll save that for another time. Why don't you tighten that grip of yours? There you go. Slide that hand up and down.
No, don't close your eyes.
If I could, I would fucking slap you right now, but I don't want anyone to hear. Open your eyes. Open your fucking eyes. Remember what I have on you. I could send those pictures to a lot of people. Make you lose your job, your girlfriend, maybe even your family. Look, I'm not forcing you to do anything bad here. All you have to do is masturbate. What is so wrong about that? I just want you to feel good. And I know you do too. Even if you act like you hate it. And like you don't want to do it. And like you want to run out of my office right now. Well, that's not going to happen. You're going to sit in that chair. Stroke that hard cock for me. There you go. Just relax and enjoy it. Fuck. You know what? Get down on the floor. Now. Kneel in front of me. There you go. Now you've got a really good view of these panties. Do you like them? I wore them especially for you. All black and lacy. Here, why don't you move your face a little closer? I didn't tell you you could stop stroking yourself. There you go. I want to feel your breath on my pussy. So close. All I want to do is just grab the back of your head and just fuck your face. Just rub my cunt all over your mouth. Fuck. We'll have to save that for another time. Keep stroking. Faster. I said faster. Good boy. Such an eager little slut.
Oh, you don't like slut, huh?
Well, I think that's going to be your new pet name. Come on. Just relax. Feel your hand moving up and down your cock. Are you getting close? Well, it doesn't really matter either way because you're going to come for me. I don't fucking care how long it takes.
It will happen.
Here, would it help if I pulled my panties to the side? So you can get a better view. Fuck. There you go. God, you make such a pretty sight. On your knees in front of me, furiously stroking that dick. Trying to fight back the inevitable orgasm. Arguing with yourself. Telling yourself that you don't want to come. You can't come. You're going to refuse. You're not going to do what this bitch says. But on the other hand, you really do want to come. Because you know how fucking good it would feel. And I want you to feel good. That's all I've ever wanted for you. Is to make you feel good. I want you right on the fucking edge. And when you come...
Hey, listen. When you come... You're going to come all over my high heels. Do you understand?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're stubborn.
Do you understand, slut?
Good. Now just think about my hot, wet mouth sliding up and down your cock. Sucking nice and hard. Think about how good it would feel to come down my throat. You'd love that. I know you would. Come on. Just let go. Give in. Come for me. Be a good, obedient little slut. And come. I want you to cover my heels in your cum. Come on. Come for me. That's it. Stroke yourself nice and fast. There you go. Oh, I can see how close you are. Come on, let go. Let go. It'll feel so good. Come on. Please. Come for me. Come all over my shoes. Come for me now. Do it, slut. Come for me. That's it. Keep stroking, keep stroking. Get every little bit of cum out of those balls. I didn't say you could stop stroking. Come on. Just a little bit longer. I know how sensitive it is. I know. Just a little bit longer. Just savor how good that feels. There you go. Look at the mess you've made. No, I didn't say you could stand up. You've made a mess, so you have to clean it up. No, don't reach for the tissues on my desk. You're going to clean up your mess with your tongue. Don't give me that fucking look. Bend down. Like the good little slut you are. Sorry, I just really like calling you that. Now that I know how much you fucking hate it. Go on. Bend down. Bend down. Stick that tongue out.
Sorry, you just have the you just have the most disgusted look on your face. Oh, okay. Oh, God, why didn't I take a fucking picture? Hold on, stay right there. Let me just lean back behind me and grab my phone. There we go. Now then, stick your tongue out. Now lean all the way down and lick your cum off of my heels. There you go. Don't stop. Fuck. You look so good. Come on now, the other one. There you go. Make sure you get all of it now. One more. Does that taste good? I'll have to have you do this again. You hate it so fucking much. You feel better now? I mean, you did just get to come. I'm kind of jealous, actually. In fact, do you want to feel how wet I am? Watching you stroke yourself like that. Fuck, and then coming all over my shoes. Here, I'm just gonna stick my fingers inside me. Oh, fuck. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. I'll suck on my fingers. Clean them off with that slutty little mouth of yours. fuck. Now you can walk around the rest of the day tasting me. Now then, I think this meeting's gone on long enough. Why don't you get dressed and get back to work? That's my good little slut.